The Kent Valley is a place most people in the region never go. It's a giant industrial and distribution zone stretching deep into South King County. There you find big Seattle companies changing the world, and a lot of people who are struggling as our region gets more expensive. And this world of contrast has a hidden jewel, a giant vault of money. Carolyn Adolph of KUOW's Region of Boom team went to visit.
I think I'm here. I can't believe it.
It's taken a year and so many emails. Finally, I'm at a gate on a side street in an isolated corner of Renton.
I think this is it. Yes, Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco.
Who's you meeting with?
I'm meeting with Kevin and Darlene.
Oh, Darlene, that's all you had to say.
All right then.
This is the Seattle branch of the Federal Reserve. Behind these walls lies all the currency needed to keep the Pacific Northwest rolling in cash. The same officer checks me in.
Driver's license and the tag.
We're going into our cash area now, and we control access very tightly.
This is the big boss of the Seattle branch, Darlene Wilczynski. And that officer is still here.
I was following you around.
It's official. He's following me. Darlene Wilczynski says it's his job.
Any outside guests have to be watched.
He's made me put on a bright orange vest so I'll stick out on the security cameras. And I surrender my purse. Now we're off to the vault. A team of workers is moving a clear plexiglass cart to the vault. Kind of a cash cube.
Are you guys okay with her and I coming in with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Inside, it's a money palace, a towering Lego building made of stacks of blocks of cash. Robots with long limbs run between the stacks, fetching boxes down or lifting them up. But how much money is here?
I can't tell you how much is in here, but what I can tell you is in order to ensure if something should happen and we need to provide currency out in the market, we generally keep a 40-day supply.
Okay then, jillions. That's for
Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Hawaii, Idaho.
That's the money supply for all of those places.
Mm-hmm. What's in the vault is a mix of bills. Some are fresh from the engraver in Washington, D.C. Some are from banks that send in their excess cash. The incoming bills run the gauntlet. They're put through a machine that detects worn-out, soiled bills. Randy takes me into that room. I've agreed not to fully identify employees for their safety.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm Randy.
Have you ever seen a bill that just made you laugh?
Definitely. There's a lot of graffiti on some of the, especially the ones, they're from bars or whatnot. You know, so people tend to write unspeakable things on them.
I see.
Bills that don't pass are unceremoniously shredded, like confetti.
Into very tiny, tiny pieces.
This is Darlene Wilczynski.
You will not be able to puzzle piece this back together in any way, shape, or form.
Machines do a lot of the physical work, even some of the evaluating. But the people are watching and checking, making sure everything is done according to the rules.
End of the day, it's these people that make this work and make this efficient, because they know exactly what they're doing.
They're the ones who keep the giant vault of money safe. In Renton, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.